front of the door, it's Dave!
Who?
Dave! D-A-V-E!
Dave?
Right, man, Dave.
Dave's not here!
It's Dave. Welcome to another edition of Just What Do You Think You're Doing, Dave? So today I wanted to talk about gardening. Yeah, I know, it seems like kind of a silly topic, but here's the point. I can't garden. I know the techniques. I know how to get the soil right. I know how to fertilize. I know how to water. I know all the things that would typically make a plant grow. And I can make the plant sort of grow, but I can't make it flower. I can't make it bloom. And in some cases, I just wind up killing it. It's just who I am. Meanwhile, my grandmother, she was amazing when it came to gardening. She could grow literally anything. She grew roses all around her house in different sunlight, different water conditions, different things, and they all grew. And it's in a climate that shouldn't support roses that way. She grew orchids. She grew, I don't know, 7 or 8 types of fruit on her trees, and everything was always flowering. And it was just amazing. Now, I realize that part of that is the luck of the draw when you come to the soil and the things you use. Sometimes that works that way, but it's more than that. She just had this knack for it. And I've known other people in my life who just have that ability to, I'll say, commune with nature and just have that ability to get out there and grow things and just do it. And they can put something in the ground and it will grow. And they just have a way of, I don't know, keeping it growing. But that's not who I am. And I've known that my whole life. And I've tried many different things and tried a lot of things to try and grow plants and grow flowers and do different things. But it just doesn't work. So I decided it was time to take a change and do something else. And that's when I entered the world of hydroponics. Now, I know you hear hydroponics and you think about one particular thing that people grow, but I'm talking about actually growing vegetables, creating a garden, growing flowering plants that I can actually use, herbs and things I can actually use in a garden that's a hydroponic garden instead of being a traditional garden. And I was like, this is a really intriguing idea, because if I can't make it work physically because I can't commune with nature that way, then I should make a scientific approach to it and science the heck out of it and make it work a different way. So I set about trying to understand hydroponics. And there's a couple of different ways to do hydroponics. There's, you know, different techniques, different things you can do. But at the end of it all, what you're doing is, instead of putting your plants in soil, their root structure is exposed to a solution that's got nutrient in it. So really what you're doing is you're just putting nutrient on the roots and letting it grow. I'm like, that seems pretty easy. It's, you know, finding the right nutrient and then finding the right mix of things to make it go across the plants in a way that actually works. Sounds like fun. So I decided to do a little research, and I found that the ebb and flow system seemed to be the easiest, simplest, most efficient way to make this work, at least as a starting point. The ebb and flow system is pretty simple. What you do is you get a reservoir of water. So you get like a tub, one of these big 18-quart containers that you see at, like, I don't know, Target or whatever. You fill that with water. You put a pump in it, like a pool pump, not a pool pump, like an aquarium pump that can pump the water out of it, and it's going to pump it up to a container, a vessel above it. And then you let the water drain back down, back into your reservoir. It's that simple. There are a couple of other little things you do, like you want to make sure that your flow is right, so you're not overflowing the top or you're not putting too much in there. You want to make sure that you turn it on and off enough times that it actually has a chance to a little bit dry out and absorb all that nutrient, so it's not just flooding it, much like any other planting situation where you want to, you know, make sure that you're watering it on a regular schedule rather than overwatering or underwatering. You also need to make sure you're aerating the water. You know, I use a little bubbler from an aquarium that will actually keep the water moving so that it doesn't become stale and grow algae. As long as the water is moving, it shouldn't grow algae. It may grow some, but nothing like what you would expect. So then you've just got to pump the water up, let it sit in the little container, and then let it drop down. And it's really pretty simple. So I was like, I can build that. And I built a little rig for myself. I built it out of a couple of bins that I had in the garage. I got the pump, I got everything working, and I started moving the water around. I was like, okay, this is working. I can see that it will actually work. And then I decided, you know, the answer is I'm going to try an experiment with actually putting some plants in here. So I went to Trader Joe's and I bought 2 herbs. I bought basil and I bought parsley. And I went ahead and carefully took their roots out of the soil that they were planted in, planted them in some perlite, it's little porous rocks that can hold some of the water and hold them down so that they're in one place, put them in there very carefully, and then put the solution that I bought. I found a couple of solutions online, and I figured I'd try one of them and see how it goes. These solutions are nutrient-rich. They provide all different kinds of vitamins and minerals to the plants to get to let them grow, to help them to grow. Put that in my reservoir. There's a mixture you put in, you know, a certain mix of these different nutrients. And then you go ahead and put your plants in there and then let the water turn on and off on its cycle and pump through so that the nutrients are getting to the roots. And guess what? This actually worked. Now, I'll grant you that only 50% of it worked. The 50%, the basil is doing great. It's been almost 2 weeks now, and the basil is doing fantastic. Now, on the other hand, the parsley sort of died off. And I think the problem was I didn't plant the roots down far enough in there so they were getting enough nutrient, number one. Number two, I think I underestimated the fact that they were a little, the stalks were very narrow, and I think I may have mishandled them and maybe broken a stalk or two along the way. And also, I probably should have let them grow a little bit more before I actually transplanted them into this environment. So what I learned, A, this works. B, I need to be a little more conscientious when I'm dealing with new plants, smaller plants, plants that have not the great root structure. So I'm going to have to be conscientious of that when I put other plants in there, but at least I understand how it works now. So the next thing I'm going to try is I'm actually going to try growing something from seed. I'm going to see if I can germinate something and then move it over and put it in the plant the same way. Now, in this case, one of the things that you need to do is take a substance like a rock wool, and it's a very absorbent material. I don't know that I want to use rock wool because rock wool is somewhat toxic, but as a starting point, or it's debatably toxic, I guess, because I think the fibers are, but maybe not if it's growing in there. So I want to do a little more research and figure out what to use there. But you plant them in there, you let them germinate, and then you move that whole rock wool structure into your hydroponics until it stabilizes. Then you can pull the rock wool away and you can actually put it in there. So I want to play around with that a little bit and see what else I can do, because I think there's some interesting opportunities here. If I can grow something and actually get something that's I can use in my kitchen, you know, whether it's tomatoes or whether it's zucchini or eggplant or just herbs, I think this is really cool. And I really want to make this work because I've been trying so hard for my entire life and never got anywhere. And now for the first time, I'm actually having some success and I'm kind of excited about it. And I wanted to share that with you. So I'll let you know how it goes when I actually get things going. And I have on my YouTube channel a couple of videos that relate back to this about how it got started. So you can see it too if you want to. But anyway, that's what I wanted to talk about today was hydroponic gardening. It's something I've been interested in for years but never actually got started with. And now that I'm started with it, I've kind of got the bug. I want to actually grow things and make them work. Well, that is my show for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it. And remember, if we can dream it, we can always do it. Bye now.
What's your point, David?